Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the St. Johns County Show that's on in the afternoon. We're going to be talking about donating.
Organs.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. It's a very good topic. I think it's something that we should all discuss and, you know, make your choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to clear up some of the myths
here
today. A lot of myths around organ donation.
Am I good enough? You mean my organs good enough?
That's the question I ask myself in the mirror every morning. Am I good enough? So we're going to talk to Jessica Scheidler-Gross, and she's going to fill us in. She is a public education coordinator with LifeQuest.
Yes.
And so we'll talk about what LifeQuest is. We'll talk about organ donation.
Mm-hmm.
And more. Of course, we've got your horoscopes on Friday as well. And
great. Oh, you're on deck.
I am on deck. And I'm fine with that.
Oh, good. Are you good enough for these horoscopes?
Yeah. Well, the answer to that question is always no, but it's okay. We'll move on. We've got a lot more to get into, so let's get it rolling here by telling you first about our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. And I got to give a big shout out to Bozard Ford Lincoln. This morning we heard that there was an accident with the bus that was transporting a lot of folks up to Tallahassee to really make the case for bringing the Black History Museum here to St. Johns County. And a wheel went flat.
Right.
Flat tire on the road while they were driving.
Yeah.
A little bit of a fire. The bus is out of commission. But what did our local hometown dealership do? They sent buses out. They sent vans out to pick everybody up.
That's incredible.
Out there on the route and get them to Tallahassee for this very important meeting. So they not only go above and beyond in the car sales and service process, but also for our community.
Yeah.
You know, this is just another example of Bozard Ford Lincoln stepping up and helping our community do important things. So just got to give them that big shout out there.
An immediate response. That was incredible.
Right. That was awesome. That didn't hesitate. They sent vans out there to pick everybody up. It was really, really incredible.
I mean, we say it all the time, and they're driven to inspire, but honestly, that is absolutely the inspiration right there.
They live up to that all the time.
Yeah,
and they lived up to that this morning. Very cool, man. Very cool. Also, our friends at the Bailey Group. We love the Bailey Group. You will, too.
If they had vans, they'd be there, too.
Yes, they would.
Yes, they would.
I know they would, too. And they legitimately would.
Yeah,
absolutely. I know this is something that Mark Bailey is behind as well, bringing this down here to St. Augustine. So that's very good. We got a great community.
Yes, we do, sir.
But if you need to get enrolled in a health insurance or Medicare plan, it doesn't have to be complicated, Davey.
Mm.
It can be quite the opposite. Out there at the Bailey Group, you're going to work with a local insurance advisor. They're going to help you find just the right coverage for your specific needs and your budget. Their goal is to make getting covered simple. No added costs, no extra fees. The Bailey Group handles individual health and Medicare, corporate benefits, and financial needs for their clients. Give them a call today. Let them do that for you. 904-461-1800. And then, of course, our friends at Elace Med Spa.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, man. If you're looking for a relaxing and rejuvenating experience, maybe you need one this weekend. Mm-hmm. Look no further than Elace Med Spa. At Elace, they specialize in providing their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. They do it all. The hydrofacials, the Botox, the dermal fillers, the laser treatments, the body contouring.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff, they do it great. They do it the best around here. And that's because you have high standards. And so do they at Elace Med Spa. It's beauty on your terms.
Yeah.
Check them out at elace.com.
So many options. Get on those membership plans. They're amazing. That's the way to do it. You get 15% off. Why not?
Yeah, I know, right? There's no reason not to do it. All right. Let's talk to Jessica here this afternoon.
Okay.
Jessica Scheidler-Gross, public education coordinator for LifeQuest. Did I get all that right, Jessica?
Close.
Oh.
Scheidler-Grossberg. It's a full mouthful.
Grossberg. Right? I had that in there.
You didn't have caffeine this morning.
I haven't had my caffeine today at all. I'm so sorry, Jessica.
No, you're good.
Jessica Scheidler-Grossberg.
That's me.
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, public education coordinator.
Yes. How are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
So happy you're here. This is awesome.
This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to this because there's a lot of questions people have around organ donation, right? So talk first about what is organ donation?
Yeah. So organ donation is after you pass away, you're able to give your organs to someone who's sick and save their life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 8 organs you're able to give once you die.
Okay.
2 kidneys. 2 lungs, liver, pancreas, heart, small intestines.
Oh. Okay.
And then you can enhance over 75 lives with tissue donation. So that's your skin, tendons, ligaments, heart valves, things like that.
Oh, I didn't realize that side of it at all.
Yeah. So like ACL surgeries, baseball, tennis elbow, like they put tendons and ligaments there.
Mm.
Skin is given to burn victims and more recently breast cancer reconstruction.
Oh, wow.
And then your cornea, it's not the eyeball, it's not the pupil, it's not the color. It's the outer lens of the eye.
Mm. Okay.
So if you're thinking like, I have the worst vision, like you don't want these eyes.
Yeah.
It actually has nothing to do with your sight. It has everything to do with the clarity of that outer lens.
So that kind of goes into my first question for you is like, what makes my organs good enough for donation?
Right.
Yeah. So everyone's always saying like, oh, you can't take my liver. Right. Lungs are ruined.
I mean, I've done some damage. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure. You might want to.
It's all kind of a case by case basis. Once you pass away, they run tests to make sure it is healthy enough. It's strong enough to give to somebody who's very sick.
Oh.
So it is. There's no like one size fits
all. I mean, like what if it's not? Mm. They just throw it out? Like what do they do?
If it's not viable, then it's just not viable.
Okay.
But you have to die in a very specific way to be an organ donor.
Oh, wow.
And this is the piece that most people don't realize. They think like, oh, if I get in a car accident, you're going to take my organs. Mm. And it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
You have to have two big things. Some sort of like traumatic brain injury. So something that stops your brain from working.
Mm.
And you also have to be on life support or a ventilator, which means you have to die in the hospital on that machine.
Oh, interesting.
So that's just for those eight organs. So you have to die in the super specific way. And about 1% of the population dies in that way.
Mm.
So most people are like, oh, just take them. But if I died right here in this room, I couldn't be an organ donor because I didn't have some sort of injury to the brain, I'm not on life support.
Oh, wow.
So does it have to deal with like preserving the organs in that time of trauma, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. So basically, life support pumps blood and oxygen into your organs, keeping them alive after you've passed.
Mm.
So if I passed away in this room, my organs are going to pass away with me very quickly, within a couple minutes. But if I'm on this machine, then that gives us enough time to test your liver, to make sure your heart's okay, those kind of things, to then get to that next person.
That's awesome.
So I guess that ties into the big question that everybody probably asks you, right? Are medical professionals going to try and save your life if you are in a car accident? Obviously, we just kind of answered that question. But they look at the license and they say, oh, organ donor. They're not just throwing their hands up and saying, okay, we're not going to try and save this person's life.
Right. So medical professionals, first off, they don't go into this line of work just so they can start murdering people once they get to their job. That is a lot of schooling that they're doing for that, if that was the case, which it's not. So with medical professionals, they're going to do absolutely everything possible that they can to save your life. That's their first priority.
Mm-hmm.
Second, they don't know if you're an organ donor or not. They don't have access to that information. Now, if you're thinking, well, you have my driver's license, sure, but your ID is not a valid form of information when it comes to this topic.
Oh, really?
So you register as an organ donor, you can put that little red heart on your license.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, you can opt out to not have that heart on your license. Mm-hmm. I can still register as an organ donor, but not have the heart on my license because that makes me nervous or whatever your reason may be.
Okay.
Also, we live in a digital world now. I am a registered organ donor. I can unregister on my cell phone right now, but that doesn't change my ID.
Mm,
and so everything's digital now. So that's what we're looking at.
Have you ever had a case like that where it was on the ID, they were actually organ donor, but then they unregistered or anything like that?
So I'm not in the hospital during all of that pieces. My team is. And so they're the ones that actually talk to the family after losing a loved one and then help with the entire process of donating those organs. So I don't have firsthand experience with it, but
that could be just interesting. So then what would you go with? But I guess with the online file.
Yeah, probably, you go with the digital over the license regardless.
Right. So if you register, yes, I want to be an organ donor, then we move forward with yes. If you register, no, I don't want to be an organ donor, that's when we talk to your family.
Okay.
And your family makes that decision. So it would be a yes or a no. Because a lot of times we've had that conversation with my family. Yes, I absolutely want to be an organ donor, but I just didn't do the paperwork side of it. I didn't go to the tax collector's office, that kind of thing.
I didn't realize your family can still make that call for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Healthcare advocate. Yes.
So how does religion tie in? I know that can be interesting sometimes, right?
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know because I am, you know, XYZ religion. Mm-hmm. But all major religions say it's entirely your choice. or they say it's the kindest, most compassionate thing you can do for someone else, that your final legacy is, I'm here to save somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen so many Hallmark moments like that in within culture of these organs saving lives on the other side of it. Do you have any testimonial that you've personally, professionally have come across that you've seen this actually be amazing?
Oh, endless, heartbreaking, heartwarming stories of people passing away that have saved other people's lives. Yesterday, I was at a hospital, and we had both a donor family talking with the recipient family that they're able to meet and have that conversation of thank you and gratitude and the sadness of losing a loved one, but that epic joy of knowing that someone's life is saved because of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
and
sure
especially
so many
in this area, there are so many wonderful people that just received transplants, and then families that have lost a loved one that made that selfless gift that are right here in our backyard.
Yeah, yeah. It is a very, very selfless gift. It's a great thing for people to do if they can do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about things like, you know, I know people will sometimes bring up the fear of things like, can I still have an open casket?
Good call,
at the funeral.
Yeah.
That's important to a lot of people, you know?
Right, absolutely. So you can definitely have an open casket. This is kind of like the step one. We can remove your organs and then whatever your wishes will be, whether it's open casket, cremation, whatever. But if you have an open casket, you know, let's say I donated my heart, there would be an incision on my chest covered by a bandage, shirt, dress, whatever you want to wear. You would have no idea.
Yeah.
It is complete. You would have no clue.
Right, right.
So it's absolutely possible. We can do the whole donation piece and then whatever your second wishes are, whether that's science, whether that's science, then cremation, or, you know, everything's fair game.
So break it down for us. Like, how many people are out there are waiting for a life-saving transplant?
So this number's big.
Is it?
It's around 103,000 people.
Wow.
To put that number into a picture, the Jaguar Stadium, because we all know what that looks
like.
So sold out, holds 67,000 people. So pretty much double that. Imagine, two sold out Jag stadiums worth of sick people that need a transplant. And that's what we're looking at in the U.S.
Wow. The problem with imagining that is we can't imagine what the Jaguar Stadium looks like. So, so that's the only issue
Well, then I have to bring up Taylor Swift because her album got released. Go.
Big Swifty over here, by the way. Big Swifty.
Oh, my heart just fluttered.
Well, she has sold out every concert venue that she's been to. No concert can hold the number of people waiting for a transplant.
Wow.
And so that's every stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so many sick people that need this gift of life, the second chance, so that they can have their family, that extra time with their children, their siblings, their grandchildren. You know, it's a whole life of things.
It's kind of scary because you think there's only like two people out of that 100,000 that actually are going to benefit. I mean, it could be down to that.
Yeah.
How long do people wait for an organ?
So it totally depends. The sickest person's at the top of the list.
Okay.
So they need that organ. But there's criteria to figure out if that person's a match or not.
Mm.
So we're looking at blood type, body size, and location.
Okay.
So just because I'm the sickest, well, we don't know who's going to pass away. Like we said, you know, medical professionals aren't going to murder you because you're O blood type and we really need you.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're just kind of waiting. So some people wait weeks, months, years.
Yeah.
You're waiting for that match.
Now, how long does it take once you've found a match, once you know you have a match, to go through that process and get that organ to the person who needs it?
So that's when the timetables really start.
Okay.
And we have a lot of things that we have to do to make sure that, you know, we're testing your organs to see if they're healthy. We're trying to figure out, you know, who's the match. Can we get them there in time?
Mm.
So a day, 2 days.
Oh, really?
But we're really trying to push that.
Okay.
So each organ, once it's been removed from the body, can live for so long on that machine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, heart, lungs, intestines, they can live 4 to 6 hours outside of the body on a machine.
Okay.
Well, really, that's not a lot of time.
Right.
We can't go far geographically in 4 to 6 hours.
You just put it on ice. I know. Yeah.
So, you know, now we're talking helicopters, jets, to make sure that this is possible.
Wow.
And, you know, other organs, your cornea can live, you know, about a week outside of the body.
Mm.
We can go internationally with those because that has a little bit of a longer lifespan outside of the body.
So versus, I was going to ask you, do you partner with other states or other, like, countries or anything for some of the transplants?
Yeah, so we're under this giant umbrella. So Donut Life America is the nonprofit for organ donation, making sure that each state on a state level, so we're a part of Donate Life Florida, make sure that they understand the connection with everything, because we're right next to Georgia, we're right next to all these places. Mm-hmm. So we all are collaborating to make sure it's not, you know, the sickest person in the Jacksonville area, it's the sickest person in the nation, but we have to make those matches all kind of collaborate.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
It is a very intricate system. Yeah. And again, when people are like, well, you're just going to murder me to take my organs. There's hundreds of people involved to save one person's life. This is not a one and side done. Of the road type of a thing.
Yeah. So how long have you been in this field, and what did you have a personal experience that got you into this, or just you were just interested in helping people in this way?
Yeah. So I've been in this role for 3 years. So I educate the community of Jacksonville, trying to explain what we're talking about today and educate the youth that are getting their driver's license, so they know when they go to the tax collector that they're going to get asked this question. But then talking to the rest of the public, because this information is relatively new. My position never existed 20 years ago, so nobody learned this information. So grandma told mom, who told their kids.
Oh, we know how that works.
Generation of say no.
Right.
Now we're trying to say, like, well, it actually, it works like this. You should think about it. And so I'm out in the public doing that. I personally did not have a direct connection to organ donation when I started this job, but now I feel like I have hundreds of connections and so many like heartbreaking, heartwarming stories that have really kept me.
Were you always an organ donor before this job, or did the job make you an organ donor?
I was already an organ donor. That was something my parents were like, you should do this. Yeah, and I said, okay, at 15 and not really thought about it.
Yeah.
And now I'm such an advocate and want to make sure that everybody gets the education and understands the importance of what this yes or no really does to the community.
And this is a special month for you guys, right? Because this is like the awareness month, April, right?
Yes. Yes, it is National Donate Life Month. It is our big awareness month for the country to say, you know, this is what organ donation is, to really advocate for it and for the community of people that need those transplants, but also to recognize all those donor family members that lost a loved one and are out there grieving, but also so happy that their loved one lives on in someone else.
I just saw a story the other day, and you probably hear about stories like this all the time, about a young lady who was getting married. Her father had passed away, and he was an organ donor. He donated his heart, and the gentleman who had her father's heart ended up walking her down the aisle.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
Amazing.
I know. Amazing. And it was just such an amazing moment for them to still have a living part of her father right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
At that ceremony. Yeah, very cool. And people can do this at any time, right? They can go sign up to be an organ donor today, within the next hour, probably.
Wait, how do I do this? How do I register?
Yeah, so it's really easy. You can go to DonateLifeFlorida.org. Okay. And the first thing you'll see when you get to that website is where to register. You could do it there. You can do it on the health app on your phone to keep it easy. If not, if you're feeling crazy and want to go to the tax collector's office, you're welcome to go there.
Ours is like a casino. Ours is very special.
Ours is so wonderful. I work with them regularly.
Ours is not the worst.
No,
it's not too terrible.
It runs very efficiently.
Yeah. I celebrate the tax collector's offices here in St. John's. They do such a sweet job. And actually, one of the workers at the tax collector's office just received her first heart. Well, her first heart. Received a heart. Very recently. And so she is back at work and she is advocating there at the offices.
That's amazing.
That's huge. That is huge. And the website, give me all the contact information again. I know you just said the website, but if there's any phone numbers, social medias, all that stuff where people can follow you guys and just get more information and maybe get a little more peace of mind about making this decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to DonateLifeFlorida.org. There you can find everything you need to know about organ donation, where to register, and to answer more of those myths and misconceptions that you might have about donation.
Yeah.
But you're more than welcome to follow us at LifeQuestFLA. Or Donate Life Florida. We are online and we are educating the community and very excited about this month.
And Jessica, real quick, you are on this great campaign. Is there any major asks out there? You're talking to schools, you're talking to retirement homes. What's a good advocate for you?
Yeah, so I am out in the community trying to reach as many people as possible. So if you would like to learn more, have me in at a lunch and learn at your high school, anywhere really to educate more people about this, feel free to reach out to me and we can make that all happen.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Jessica Scheidler Grossberg.
That's me. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate it. And you're doing some great work and we appreciate that.
Yeah,
as well.
This Thank is you. Awesome. Yeah. Blue and green. That's
there
awesome.
There you go. Yeah, man. It's I love seeing those stories.
It
love
makes
seeing
sense
stories
to
like
me.
That.
It just makes sense to me to be a donor. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's people with pushback, but that's why the great Jessica's here to teach us and really, I mean, it made sense what she was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can save a life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can save a life. And
why wouldn't you? Yeah.
And bring so much joy to a family in need.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so important, man.
So great.
Hey, got to give a big shout out to our friends at Old Town Trolley here this morning. And if you didn't know, a significant part of Old Town Trolley's philosophy is giving back to their communities as well, all the communities in which they operate, not just ours. They're a big nationwide group. They have buses all over the country.
Historic
man.
Tours of America.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. Old Town Trolley proud to offer their sincere appreciation for our St. Johns County schools, organizations like Patriot Service Dogs. They're big on the autism designations here in St. Johns County as well. And they also do tons of donations to fundraisers like Light Up the Night, the 4th of July fireworks, the Beach Blast Off, the Holly Jolly Shopping Trolley, a whole lot more. Great folks. Lucky to have them in our community.
And great folks at Steve Chapman's All-American Air. I'll tell you, yesterday we had Reed Bloom on. We had Melanie talking about the Parkinson's disease. They cut an awesome check, All-American Air Charitable Foundation, to the Reed Bloom Center to help them with their programs and their exercise programs that they're doing with Parkinson's patients. So that's so cool. I just want to give them a huge shout-out over at Steve Chapman's All-American Air Charitable Foundation. They've been serving St. Augustine and St. Johns County. They are the HVAC experts in our area. Give them a call. Get them one of those maintenance plans. We love them to death. They're supporting our community. 904-461-0070.
All right. And then, of course, our great friends at Bin 39 Wine Bar. Great little wine bar right there at the end of St. George Street on the Orange Street side. You can hop in there, grab a few glasses of wine if you want, or take a bottle home.
Or four.
Or four, like my co-host, Davey.
Just have them on reserve.
That's right. Yeah, you might as well. Two they got the best of the best down there at Bin 39. They really do. If you are a wine connoisseur like Irving, you got to get down there. Just chat with him about wine. You guys are going to have a great talk for like 2 hours about wine.
The stories with every bottle. I love it. It's really great.
Yeah. And of course, you're going to take home a bottle of wine that you've never even experienced before, because most stores don't carry a lot of the stuff they have in there, because Irving really does scour the globe to find the best of the best.
He doesn't have to buy them in bulk, so he can buy them at a boutique level, which is really great for us as a consumer.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them a call. Get down there to Bin 39, 904-827-5740. All right, it is horoscopes time.
Oh, man.
Friday horoscopes. Capricorn and Pisces on deck. Let's roll. Capricorn. Ambition skyrockets today, but so does your stubbornness.
Oh, yeah.
You're like a goat clinging to the side of a cliff. Impressive, yet mildly terrifying.
Greatest of all time.
There you go. Pisces, your imagination runs wild, escaping the confines of reality. Try to send out a search party for it before you forget what reality looks like.
Mm.
No idea what reality looks like.
No. We don't live in reality any longer.
Nope. No.
That left us in the 90s.
Everybody's reality is a little different these
days. Well, I've got a reality check for you.
Okay.
The Flapjack fundraiser is postponed.
Oh.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, the Flapjack fundraiser, they probably ran out of batter, at Applebee's for Big Brothers Big Sisters has been postponed until further notice. We appreciate your enthusiasm for the event, and we'll send out new invitations once the event details are finalized. This is this was supposed to happen on April 20th, so I'm just letting everybody know. Eating Flapjack has never helped so many kids. So just be patient with that new date, and we'll show up and show up.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Would have been a perfect day to eat some Flapjacks.
It would have been a perfect day. Great way to start your morning. bake some flapjacks. Next up, Little Leaders of St. Augustine. We love these kids. They're amazing. In celebration of Earth Day, they're going to do another beach cleanup on April 20th. So if you have little ones out there that want to help clean the beaches, they have all the supplies for you. They have disposable gloves. Garbage bags will be provided. They'll be meeting at Butler Beach in St. Augustine at 8 a.m. There's plenty of free parking, and there's also restrooms there that makes it easier for everybody. So, yeah, check that out. Little Leaders of St. Augustine. I love what they're doing. They're getting kids up and active in the community. So cool.
Yeah. Building on futures, man.
Yeah. Ooh, Jenna sent this to me. Great Expectations Auction and Estate Sale Services has a huge estate sale coming up. It's today and tomorrow. This has happened at 21 Aldeo Court. I'll put that in comments down in the 32086 of the South. Yeah, the time is 9 to 3 and 9 to 2. I'll put this all in comments for everybody. And I actually saw that they're auctioning off a plane. So that could be something very super cool for somebody out there.
Right, they got planes out there.
Yeah, I don't know what That's I would
crazy.
Do with that.
Oh, well, I wouldn't fly it.
Right.
Not here.
Not here. Not here. Hey, our friends at Washington Oaks, last one here, is celebrating Earth Day on Saturday, April 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be a DJ, live entertainment, arts and craft vendors, food vendors, kids' activities, environmental education booths, gift shop that will be open. They're doing plant sales, and there's also a chance for a drawing and so much more. The cost is $5 a car. Have cash ready to keep the line moving. Check them out at WashingtonOaks.org.
I love going out to Washington. Oh, it's a great place out there.
Best place. I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, man. Speaking of awesome, Panache.
Hey, cool.
They're going to make you feel special. Yes. That's what they do.
Yes, they do.
And of course, coming up just about a week and a day from now.
Yes.
The Love Your Mother. The final.
20 years.
Love Your Mother Eco Fashion Show. That's unbelievable.
And I'm telling you, a lot of people are buying tickets and showing up and showing out. I just got a message from Chris Lucero, our great sponsor. He's going to be sponsoring Love Your Mother, too.
Oh, great.
Very excited to shout that out for him today. Thanks, buddy, love for that. Signing up. It's going to be a good one. For Matanzas Riverkeeper.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make sure you get your tickets to the final presentation of the Love Your Mother Eco Fashion Show. It's definitely a sight to behold. If you haven't experienced it before, you got to do it while it exists. You definitely do. Go to getpanache.com. Get those tickets and learn more about our friends at Panache.
And you got to learn more about the United Way of St. John's County. I'll tell you what. They started in 1957, and back then they were known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. Well, I'll tell you what. They have done so much above and beyond. Now they're over $3 million of total impact within our community. They fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Check them out, unitedway-sjc.org.
Super important.
Yes.
And so is making people laugh.
Oh, it is. That is our currency over here. We have funniest things folks have heard in public.
Okay.
First one here is, can't you see I'm blind? No, because I'm blind too.
No.
Two blind men before laughing their asses off and bumping into each other in a park. That is hysterical. That's
pretty good.
Next up, guy next to me in the urinal farted once so loudly and says, sometimes when it rains, it thunders.
Wow. Never heard that before, but I try not to have urinal conversations.
Me neither. Mind your business. Eyes on the road there. Right. Yeah. Next up, a middle-aged man in a phone call in a hospital cafeteria. They did an autopsy on me and they're waiting for the results. I mean a biopsy. I'm not dead.
Yeah. That's important to get the medical jargon right.
So they'll donate those organs. Next up, during a very quiet moment in church service with both adults and children, a young boy loudly asks his dad, does Spider-Man have a penis?
Kids just don't know the right and wrong times to ask some questions.
Right, especially the echoing in the churches.
Yeah.
Next up, boy at preschool was introduced to a new girl named Paige. He pulls one of the teachers aside and says, you know that her name is Paige? Does that mean her parents like books?
Oh,
very, very insightful.
That's it. Could be.
Next up, a very pregnant friend of mine and I were at the pharmacy to get other things and a toothbrush. While she was looking, I saw a very nervous teen slink around the condom aisle about 6 feet away from us. My friend, tracking the embarrassment that the teens get, obviously, held her belly and shouted, hey, kid, you want me to tell you which ones don't work?
That's funny.
Yeah. Next up, was outside doing some yard work with a neighbor and a kid was riding his bike past my house. He ends up falling down at the end of my driveway and I say, hey, are you all right? He gets back up and says, no thanks, I already have a family, and then rides away.
Oh, okay, jeez. Yikes.
Next up, a pregnant woman at Walmart talking to the cashier said, "Yeah, I'm getting a DUI after this one. No more kids." Of course, she meant IUD. Yeah. Oh, bless her heart.
But, you know, DUI is common at Walmart.
Very so.
Next up, grocery store. "I don't know. I know how to buy eggs, Diane. I've done it before." I could not stop saying this for the rest of the day. Eggs, Diane.
Oh.
Next up, overheard a conversation about people talking about rich people and weird foods, and eventually they started talking about oysters. One of them remarked, "Well, if you want to eat boogers out of rocks, you got to be rich."
Yeah.
Kind of. They're slimy.
Rich people like some weird things.
Yes, they do. Escargot. Ew. Caviar.
Ew.
Salty.
I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Yes. Thank you for a good show. Thank you for pressing all the buttons. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Bye, everybody.